Steve Beshear of the Finger Lakes Times joins us in studio to talk about some of the issues he's been reporting on. Steve, thanks for coming in again this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thanks so much.
So I attended the DRI announcement on Friday. You had a couple of days off. Your colleague David Shaw was covering that. One thing that I think was notable that I didn't report on is that a couple of members of the Women's Assembly were out front protesting, keeping awareness out there about the foundry issue. And of course, members of city council were in. I think it kind of brings up something I've been wanting to talk to you about, which is the city's has some issues of public relations and transparency around the foundry issue.
Yeah, it's a very I think it's a very difficult topic for them. They kind of inherited a lot of this. There are some, you know, more longtime members who have been around since almost the get-go of this thing. But for the most part, the current administration it was not involved in most of the foundry issues until recently. It was kind of on sleep mode for the longest time until the Department of Environmental Conservation, as you know, released its findings last year, and it kind of shocked people a little bit. So they've been playing kind of catch-up mode ever since, and they're still in a catch-up mode. They've taken some recent steps for more community outreach, which I think were things that I think people identified as an issue. The residents there and some of their advocates that have been coming to council meetings were saying, we don't know what's going on. People aren't talking to us about what's going on. And they have, you know, real concerns. And I think the city is really starting to get a handle on this thing a little bit. The allocations at their last council meeting to have this outreach, I think, are a good step. We're also hearing, though, that the Department of Health and the Department of Environmental Conservation are both in good communication now with folks. But this is all pretty new. And I think there's a lot of resentment that too much was not communicated for too long.
Yeah, but I think one of the things that's really notable here is without some of the, you know, the notice that's been made in social media, and a lot of that's become really rancorous, and a lot of the efforts, I think, of the Women's Assembly to keep this front and center, we wouldn't necessarily have had the city stepping up the way that they have in terms of communication. But I also see there being a real negative, which is it seems like it has crossed over into some really rancorous moments in city council. And I'm not positive that the city is coming off terribly well. At least the council's not always coming off very well in the way they're handling it. There have been, I think, some well-founded accusations that, you know, they're not willing to listen.
Well, yeah, I think there is that. And then there's the kind of, you know, in particular, they've centered a lot on Councillor Gordon Eddington. Most everyone around here calls him Gordy. And his knowledge of the situation, they've gone back and forth about whether Gordy knew or didn't know, or whether Gordy was able to report to residents the contamination or not. And so it's kind of put it into he said, she said kind of mode, and it's continuing right now. I've just got paperwork in front of me with some research claiming that he had every right to talk about the contamination. So that lack of trust, I think, is still not there, if not with all members, at least with some of the members of council. There's a bit of, I guess, understanding that there are legal ramifications here. You know, the council has, you know, there is a lawsuit out there, and, you know, they're worried about what they say. And that puts them in a bit of a protectionist mode sometimes.
And so I guess we can expect to see more reporting on that specific part of the issue coming up from you real soon.
I would imagine just about every council meeting that that you go to from here until eternity will have something about the foundry on it. But we'll be also looking into some of their suggestions about some documents that we should be looking at. I haven't seen them myself, but we plan on looking into them this week. So we hope to have some reporting very soon about some of those issues in terms of whether Councillor Eddington was either able to talk about these things or not. So we'll be looking into that in this coming week.
Well, Steve, thanks again for coming in. It's great to have you here.
Great to be here. Thanks so much.